Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Get the Chicken Box and Stop Knife Crime.
Chicken box and knife crime all in one. Wow.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
It's all wild in our government. It's all fucking Jumanji wild. So, welcome back to another episode of Get the Belt. I am your host, Miles.
And Kashmir.
And we're back this week to give you some more
tea.
Tea and, you know,
nice things.
Oh, so let's start the show off straight away with Word of the Week. Before we get into Word of the Week, as you're listening to the show, I would just like to let you guys know that we are on iTunes. And, you know, if you go on there and give us a nice little rating, some stars, leave
yes,
a little
guys.
Comment. We read them out on the show sometimes. We really appreciate that. And that, like, you know, it just helps us to get heard by more people. So, yeah, who's giving the Word of the Week this week?
I'll give it this week.
Thank you so much.
My word of the week is time.
Okay.
I know you also figure time. Basically, I've realized over time, things will get better. You would heal. That goal you've been waiting to achieve will happen. It just takes time. I think, of course, everyone knows my situation a couple of weeks back when I did the episode of Heartbreak, whatever, and I was cussing. But now, it's good. I think it's been like 2.5 months now. And I've realized that time has healed me.
Okay.
And I feel much better. I feel more confident. I feel more me again. Mm-hmm. So I realized time actually does work. Because I'm thinking, of course, we want it to hurry up and come. But sometimes time has to take its time. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, it's like a little slow journey. But eventually, it will happen, guys. So anything you're dealing with, time will heal your heart. Time will get you to that towards that goal. Time will get you that job. Time will get you to where you need to be. It just takes time. Yeah. So that's my word of the week, guys.
That resonates with me also because, you know, I feel like we do live in a society where we are indoctrinated to thinking that everything needs to happen instantaneously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, with things like social media, even the way we fucking order food, like you can just go on your phone and in 10 minutes you've got Nando's like in front of you at home.
My gosh.
Everything is so
quick
things. Mm-hmm. Like it's wild, like social media, like people aren't trying to grow their following. You can just go online. And I know some of you hoes went from 1,200 followers to 18K in 15 minutes. Yeah, all of your followers are from China and follow.
Oh my gosh!
I'm just saying. But like everything these days is just so instant.
Yeah.
And it's like that's not how it works.
Yeah.
Like taking it back to even nature, like mm-hmm. creating a human being, it takes a whole 9 months.
Yeah, it takes time. It has to cook, it has to bake. Yes.
And that goes for everything, your mental state,
yeah,
your physical state, like
yes.
you're trying to get snatched. You
yeah.
don't go to the gym once, run on the
yeah,
treadmill
I think
for
it's
50 minutes,
yes, Miles.
And walk off, snatch them. Mm-hmm. Like everything is a journey. Like
yeah.
everything takes time. So like don't be scared of that mm-hmm. and don't mm-hmm. be put down by
yeah.
it not happening
straight
overnight
away, yeah.
or in a week. It can take a long time. And generally, the longer you put into things, the more sustainable it will be.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Preach.
So some people think that you can go out, I don't know, go on a night out, drink,
yeah.
whatever, go shopping, and straight away you're going to feel good.
Goodness.
You might feel good in the minute.
You're just in that
you might
moment.
Feel real good in the moment. I know there's sometimes I've done something... And in that moment, I'd be feeling really good,
such a
you know.
Cloud. Oh
but then
gosh.
The next after that, give it 10 minutes, 20 minutes. And then I'm back to like, and it's like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. And you can't keep on going, buying, and drinking. Mm-hmm. Like, if you do things quick, the whatever it is that you're trying to get, will come back, mm-hmm. and it will go just as quick as you got it. Whereas if you put in time, mm-hmm. energy, like you said, time, basically, into things, it'll be sustainable. Your health, your fitness, your mental state.
Yeah, physical state.
Your
everything.
Goals in life. Like, if you want to create something, mm-hmm. it generally lasts a lot longer. And time, don't be afraid of it, I would say.
It's true.
Embrace time.
I think we all need, because have you ever, like, knowing that I work in retail, guys, I see everyone rushing to buy. So I'm thinking, relax, you got time.
Like, isn't it? Like, we have a stock room, babe. Yeah.
Like, relax. Like, get your biscuit, take your time, decide what you want, and then you realise you pick up the wrong one and you eat on the train, end up eating something you're allergic to, and you start having a seizure. You don't know what
you don't, do you know what I mean? Because
take
your
time to read,
rushing.
Innit? That's what I'm saying.
Bumbo.
Some people's always in a hurry. Just take your time.
Yes, I like that. Thank you for that word of the week.
You're welcome, guys.
So how was your week, Kashmir?
It's been okay. It's been the usual, of course, work, but I'm so glad, guys. Okay, I'm finally off for 2 weeks and it feels so good.
You better enjoy it. You doing a little dance, you can see her.
It feels so good. You know, when you've just been working non-stop, it feels good. As soon as you have the day off, you're like, yeah, I finally can relax and just take my time. Like, just get time to get up and this, that. But it's been an all right week, of course, and stuff. I'll be honest, guys. Of course, about the whole breakup thing, I'm kind of going back out. They're not going back out there instantly, but I'm just talking to people. I was in that phase where, of course, when you break up with someone, you're like, nigga ain't shit, men and trash. You got that mindset, but of course, it fades eventually when you get over it and move forward. But then, of course, I'm learning how to be more cautious about people who I allow into my life now, because it's so easy just to be like, yeah, you come in. But I realise, no, the older I get, the more weary I get. I realise, okay, I need to realise that I'm getting older and I want people to actually try last longer in my life. I don't want to just end up cutting people off straight away because I'm just allowing people to come in quickly. So I've learned how to be more cautious and really use my head this time. But yeah, it's been an interesting
really
week. Such a clown. But stop looking at us. But yeah, it's been an interesting week. What about you, Miles?
My week has been good. I always, every time it comes to this part of the show, I'm always forgetful of what the fuck I've been doing this week. No, I've had a good week. It's been busy. As you guys know, I've taken on another job. Mm-hmm. And that these early mornings, like I don't know how some people do it for years and years, but like I've been waking up like 4:30 in the morning to get to work for like 5:30, finishing at 4 p.m. and then I've got like a 2-hour break to try and get to the gym, run errands I need to do, and then be at my work in the night where I perform at 6 to then finish at 10, sometimes to be home at like 11, and then I often don't get sleep until like 12, and then I'm getting like 4 hours sleep. And then obviously I have a social life as well. So like sometimes I might go out for a drink after work.
You have to,
and I
end up getting like yourself.
Two hours sleep and I'm fucking dying. But it's worth it, you know. I'm trying to really do save the coins.
Of course.
And things of that nature. But it is good. I'm lucky to work with like such an amazing team.
Yeah.
What else have I been doing? Do you know what? I've just been doing, I've been reckless this week. Let's be real. I've been reckless. I haven't gone to the gym as much as I wanted to. And I don't know whether that's because of my mental state. I don't know what it is.
Just tired.
I think so. Yeah. And like, even like some of my bosses at work were like, Mars, you know, because one time I was late by quite a bit because I was so tired the night before. Mm-hmm. I just went to sleep.
Yeah.
Didn't charge my phone. Didn't set an alarm. Past that, woke up to the sun rising and thought, something is wrong.
Wrong.
Because never do I ever just wake up to sun and, you know, do nice stretch. I thought, this is not a Disney movie.
This is not right.
I'm about to get fired. And like, I ran in and like called them, let them know. But my manager just pulled me to the side. She's a baby girl. Her name's Emma. And she was just like, you know, like, it's not okay, but like, it's okay. Like, we love you, but we want you to like take care of yourself. And we know that you're doing so much. Just like, is there anything we can do to help you out and etc. It was just really, really nice.
That's what I'm saying. 96. People don't realize their health is important. People don't realize that. I think we forget because we're so into this routine that we have to stick to, and then realize that our mental state, our physical state, we can, like, as you said, Miles, you were just tired and you went to sleep because your body is drained. And sometimes we forget to rest. And for her, no, your manager's nice for saying that. No managers would really say that. For someone to actually acknowledge that,
as
that
a manager,
is a nice person.
Just, right, you're fired or...
Yeah.
Sorry, you're meant to be here, mm-hmm, ready to tear. Mm-hmm. But she really, like, she really got on a personal level with me and, like, demonstrated that she's human.
And she's human. Yeah, and it's nice.
That's nice to get, so... Otherwise, yeah, my week has been good. Just been prepping for the episode and, you know, just eating junk food, unfortunately. Like,
what's half a junk food?
Just, I've had McDonald's like 3 times this week. It's gross. It's gross. Like, it's well gross.
It happens.
But yeah, back on it this week. You know, we record on Mondays. I had a nice smoothie this morning. I'm back on my health kick.
Yeah.
I mean, you've not done like a health segment for a while, like
I don't want to really like preach health when if I ain't doing it. So I'll be honest, but I'm more like that time be coming, guys. I'm gonna start. But there was a moment where I was doing it, and next thing I just fell off and I just stayed off. But I'll get back on it in a second, hopefully. And fingers crossed, that salad will come eventually. But but for now, I'm trying.
Yeah. How were your weeks, guys? Let us know.
Yeah, how was you guys' weeks and stuff? Weeks? And as Miles was saying, I hope you guys are taking your health seriously because that's a really important factor. I think we forget that. So it'd be good to actually take self-care. Like, we need to do that, guys. I think we forget sometimes.
100%. Mm-hmm. Wicked, let's get straight into Melanin Magnificence.
Okay, Mama goes to this lovely lady. I hope I pronounced her name correctly. Shay Marie Yaya.
Shay.
It's her last name that gets me right. Maria. Maria.
Let me see.
This one here. Where the at symbol is.
Shay Maria.
That's what I'm saying. Awadat. I'm sorry. I don't mean what's your name. I mean your name.
Maria.
Maybe. She... Why are you turning me into a
song?
Because
it's like Mary. Mary.
Yeah.
And then Y-I-A. Maria. Shay Maria.
Shay Maria. What?
Yes. Melanin Magnificence.
I definitely want to give it to you because, of course, she started this brand new... She was the founder of a newly popular millennial-focused nationwide prepaid wireless carrier. And when the first offer she got was... 4.4 million, but then she ended up like saying, I think I deserve something better than that for my
come family. On, know your so worth, babe.
So she knew her worth, and then someone else approached her and they gave her 7.3 million.
Come
and she
through.
Was like, you know what? I'll grab that.
I will say yes to that.
I say yes. So she said, nah, I'm setting 4.4 million. Nah, brother, I'm too big for that. I'm setting it for the 7.3 million, my bad. But I was like, it shows that. You
not
know,
every day,
yeah,
yes,
not every
yes,
day,
yes,
please, for thanks. The first offer. Sometimes you have to wait because big and better things are coming. So I want to say, wow, honestly, I'm thinking I want to join that company. So if someone offered me 7.3 million, I'll grab that. The way I quit my job, the quit everything, my God, I would take it. But I just want to give props there because she started this. She was the founder of the newly popular nationwide prepaid wireless carrier. And basically, her company is now worth 7.3 million. And after recent investments and revenue, they are scheduled to open 2 stores in the fall in the winter startup hometown in LA and Atlanta, Georgia.
Come on.
Shay Maria. Yeah.
Shay Maria. Businesswoman.
Guan.
Entrepreneur.
Techno money, yes.
Saying no to the right thing.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. I think we're so quick to say yes, someone offers something. And we realise if we say yes to this one, what happens if someone come and offer something bigger, like 10 million? We're like, oh, no, it's a joy. You just took the 4 million.
Yeah.
Stick with that. I'm like, nah, brother. Nah. So I'm glad that she thinks of her head and realise, nah, she knows her worth. She knows she deserves so much more. So well done to you. And I hope your business takes off, honestly.
Nice things. My Melanin Magnificence this week goes to a lady by the name of Eunice Olumide. She is a Nigerian Scottish model who does politics. She's backs charities. She's an actress. She's a broadcaster as well. She's doing bits. And I read this article on The Voice about her. And I was like, how the hell have I not heard of you before?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm giving it to her because she's in fact pioneering her own fashion event, which will take place next month in London Fashion Week. And it's not just your typical walking down a catwalk in nice things and generating money for, you know, rich white people that own these companies. In fact, all of her profits in this event will be in aid of the Windrush generation, which I think is incredible. Like, to take something of that tone to fashion, where there are so many influencers and influential people that can help benefit these kind of causes. She is just doing bits. Like, she studied capitalism alongside mass media at Glasgow Caledonian University. She is also got, what's that, B, not B, she's
we must say B
MBE. She probably is. But she's MBE, you know, when you get awarded MBE. by the Queen for just doing nice things.
Oh, wow.
So at the end of her name, she has nice title.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, her prestigious MBE at Buckingham Palace.
What?
She is doing so well and has actually spoken about having your fingers in many pies. And she was once criticised for it and said, you know, you need to focus on just that one thing. And she was like, no, actually limits the mind. Mm-hmm. And if you've got your fingers in many pies and in many pots and whatnot, you can understand other people's or individuals' rhetoric better than just having your finger in one and then not really get it. And anyway, she went on to say that, in fact, there is nothing that is separate and that everything is actually interconnected, swimming in perfect manner. Yeah. Like, the way she speaks is...
It's so elegant. Yeah.
Too much. She actually played Sandra in the BAFTA-nominated short film Middleman. The broadcaster, she's also appeared on the BBC's Question Time earlier this year, where she brought the panelists to a standstill, where she decided to talk about the transatlantic slave trade and colonialism in the UK, and left everyone just gobsmacked, really. And she actually got criticised for that. And she went on to say, in my entire life, I have campaigned about almost every injustice in the world. She's an ambassador for Zero Waste Scotland, Breakthrough Breast Cancer, has helped fund Children's Hospice Association in Scotland, the Well Foundation, and Love Music, Hate Racism.
She's doing bits, for real.
And when she was, you know, when she did bring up this, the conversation regarding the slave trade and racism in the UK on the panel, she was criticised for it, of course. And she just went on to say, you know, when I was helping the West, you congratulated me.
Yeah.
Now, when I campaign for Afro-Caribbean rights, you criticise. She said, I find it sad.
Yeah, which, preach.
Do you get? But yeah, Melanin Magnificence goes to you, Eunice Olumide, my Nigerian sister, but for being, you know, just a socially conscious, aware black woman that is out here really helping so many different organizations, so many different communities and people via your talents of being a model, an actress, a broadcaster, a philanthropist, and just doing the most and inspiring us all. So,
she's incredible.
Yeah,
really,
my
are.
Melanin Magnificence goes out to you. So it's time now for my part of the show, Miles and Measures,
where we talk about
what are we measuring up. To be fair, my ear has not been to the road or to the streets this week. But one thing I do know is that our good sis, Normani,
has
given us nice things this week.
It was an amazing video.
So if you don't know who Normani is, you are very late, very, very, very late. So she was the nice dark-skinned girl from
Fifth Harmony.
From Fifth Harmony, the one that was giving you all the booty flicks at the back, as well as a good riff in the tracks. And she's gone solo and has been for quite some time now. And she dropped her single, her first real single by the name of Motivation, which is a bop. It's not like a major bop, I don't think, personally.
I was about to say the same thing, Miles.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, it's a bop, like, it's cute.
It's cute. I think what
stayed more is that goddamn music video, bitch.
I know!
That music video, she paid homage. She paid homage to all of the
acts that was 2000 in that era. That was amazing.
And to like loads of other like female artists that came before her, not just via looks, but via like the settings, the performance, like the choreo. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw a bit of Beyonce in there. Like, at one point, she was walking down the street.
Yeah, and it reminded me of Beyonce.
A bit crazy in love. Yeah, I was like, okay. Because she had the long wig. She had the nice, even the crop top and the denim jeans.
It was like hanging off her arms. Yes. I said, okay.
You're saying thank you to Beyonce. No. We love that. People always compare Normani to Beyonce because she likes to do, you know, the stand there, hand on the hip, and just let the crowd lose their voices and their breath, and then she'll give you a good choreo. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and then there was a point where she was even, she was on like a basketball court, and she was like, you know, hitting the ball with her bum, then her thigh, and dancing with the man.
It was just amazing.
That reminded me of Britney Spears.
Yeah, oh,
hit me baby one more time.
Yeah.
Where Britney's
she
on the...
Did.
And I was like, okay, taking me back to my childhood, Normani.
It was nice. It was nice to see proper music again for a second.
Yeah.
Even, I'm not going to, as Mal said, it's not like, I'm not saying it's like fantastic song.
Yeah, because I don't remember. It was Cool Motivation.
Yeah, it was decent, I'll be honest. But the music video, I think, made the song look pop. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, like, we've not had a music video like that for time.
Yeah.
Like, Beyonce gives us music videos where we're like, oh my God, we gag. Like, it's almost like art. It's like, oh my God, this needs to be in the Tate Modern. Whereas this video was just like, no, it wasn't like necessarily art. I guess it was art because music videos are art. Mm-hmm. But like it was just so reminiscent of like
it was
old
nice.
School music videos. It was
nice to see music again. No, it was really good.
Yes, I enjoyed that. What else happened? There was a bit where she was in the rain. Doing,
oh, I know which is in the rain.
Reminding me of Destiny's Child. What music video is that? Which one?
But the part in the when she's in the rain, like, she's hitting it, and then I think the hair got into her face a little bit, and she had to do like
flip it back. Wild.
It's actually like choked on the weave, and then she had to style it out. But it was hilarious.
Her bum, is wild. Her bum is thickums.
I was like, wow.
But her waist is snatched.
No,
Madeline McCann snatched.
It was like, good.
Normani, continue. I just see big, big things for you. You know, she's got other celebrities like Megan Thee Stallion. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to speak about her in a minute.
Yeah.
But she's got loads and loads of artists and like actresses.
Bigging her up and
celebrities
everything.
Bigging her up.
Like, there was Nicki, there was Cardi B.
Yeah.
There was a few other people.
Megan, we had, what's her name? Lena Waithe.
Yes.
So many people bigging you up. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see where you go with this.
Yes.
I hope it doesn't flop. People stream it, buy it. Because this bitch could be great. Like,
I know,
she could great.
Change the world again.
Vocals ain't, you know, on a, you know.
Her vocals ain't bad. It's level. Just the song wasn't like too ton up. But the music video was ton up. You know what
yes,
I mean? Like
that bitch, she's a performer.
Yeah, she can tell.
She's a performer. Mm-hmm. She'll give you the choreo.
Yeah.
She might have to mind.
The network he's doing. Yeah.
But she will put on a show. Like, I've seen like performances of her where she literally kills it.
Yeah.
She just needs a platform, and
of
like
course.
People are backing her. Mm-hmm. Get the belt back in you, sis. If you're ever in, you know, London,
the UK, come chill.
Come
you know
on the show, bitch. So that was a dope music video. What else has happened this week? You were saying Cardi B is out here speaking
speaking to? I want to make sure I get it. I think it's Bernie Sanders or something
that. Okay, Bernie Sanders,
she's been going around speaking, because she even put
politician in the States.
Yeah, a post on her Instagram saying she's going to speak to Bernie Sanders, and she wanted all her fans to give her a question what they want to speak about. She spoke about how can minimum wage is low, this, that, how to improve it, because she was speaking about her experience before she became famous, how she worked a normal job like everyone else, but she can never make ends meet. She never could pay her rent on time or get food on table, this, that. And she's like, how come minimum wage is still really low? I think maybe in her community, she's from New York, as she said, and it hasn't improved yet. And she's like, why is that? What's going on? Because people, even, I'm not going to lie, because it is hard, even to this day, because even living in London, in my experience, what do you think, Miles? I think it's expensive to live here. And I feel like you have to work extra, extra hard to earn a living. And then even when you work bare hard, you feel like when you check your bank account, where my money gone? Because bills take it, food take it, everything. And it was nice to see her talk to Bernie Sanders about this, because he seemed like he was really listening and was thinking, it's true what you're saying, Cardi. And it was nice to see her, instead of her acts like a lunatic. I do love you, Cardi, but it was nice to see her be serious for a change. It was nice to see that. I was like, wow, she's actually speaking about real topics, real life situations. Mm. It was nice.
Do you think it's, what do you think about rappers and, you know, performers getting involved in like politics and stuff.
I'm
like,
here for it. People,
yeah, you are.
I
yeah?
am. And because they should, since they're famed, they need to use their platform to make their voice to be heard. And it's nice to see. And I'm not going to lie, it's surprising when you see certain celebrities doing, because I never think Cardi B, because Cardi B's a nutter. But for her Daily Sins, for her to do that, I was like, wow, it shows that she actually do care. She's thinking, okay, things has to change now. And knowing that she came from that, it shows that she can actually speak her truth as well to improve it. So it was nice. It was nice to see that. I hope more celebrities do it, but who knows?
100%.
Who knows? Isn't it? It depends on how they put their person, to be honest. And depends on the person. Because I know there's someone else who did it. I'm going to get it wrong. I don't say the wrong name. But someone else was doing it as well. It was a male. But me don't know him name. When me find out, me tell you. Yeah.
In other news, yeah. Your sis, mm-hmm. not ours. Your
why,
sis.
Why not ours?
Because Katy Perry ain't no sis.
Oh, blood club. Oh, yeah. Well, she did it. That sexual assault.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I was dying.
Your girl Katy Perry who kissed the girl and liked it. Maybe she should have kissed her, because did you have permission, babes? Because I don't think she liked it, huh? So Katy Perry is currently making headlines, and it's really not for her music or her fashion or her dead dating life. It's actually really quite serious. Multiple reports are coming up about her being accused of sexual assault.
Yeah.
Oof, baby, and it's for the second time in just a few days.
I'm not gonna lie, I think it's true. She seems like that psycho. Surprised. I wouldn't be surprised, because she seemed like, wish at the club, because she's famous, she can do things to certain people. I think that's what these celebrities think. Because they're famous, they have a title. Oh, I can get away with it. I can do this. I'll work.
No, you can't, Katie.
Katie,
you cannot, Kate. Okay. So, Kate, according to Page Six, she has been once again accused of sexual assault and sexual harassment. And the claims are coming from some female Russian TV presenter by the name of Tina Kandelakai. Alleged in a Russian newspaper earlier this week that Katie tried to kiss her at a party while she was intoxicated without her consent. Now, I know you got a whole song saying you kissed the girl you liked to base, but you need to really worry about their feelings. And
I realise not everyone wants to kiss you.
Not like, everybody does, Kate.
You need to calm down. Katie, chill out.
Sit down. Just sit down and kiss yourself, okay? So this lady gave a detailed account of what happened. Mm-hmm. And let me read it for you.
Okay, I want to hear it.
It's entertaining.
I want to listen. Tell me.
I can't do a Russian accent. I was going to try.
Oh my God, just read it properly, Miles.
Okay, so once I was invited to a private party with Katy Perry, where she, being pretty tipsy, chose me as an object for the manifestation of her passion. I managed to fight back. Strength training was not in vain. And Katy instantly found a new victim for kisses, hugs, and dirty dances. As far as I can tell, there were no casualties at the party. But I won't be surprised at the stream of memories of unhappy fans who for years carried this inside themselves, and now they suddenly remembered the scolded dignity. She went on to say that it was Johnny Wekuch's birthday party at Moonlight Roller Way. And when I saw Katy Perry, we hugged and she was still my crush. But as I turned to introduce my friend, she pulled my Adidas sweats and underwear out as far as she could to show a couple of her guy friends and the crowd around us my penis. Wow. So your girl is out here kissing girls that don't like it and showing people, you know, fans of hers, their genitalia without their consent. That's really quite wild, Katie, you know. This is why you're still single, you know, and because you're moving mad.
Oh my gosh.
And I just don't know who it's just a bit much.
So, I think it was hilarious, to be honest. And the picture that they posted of her, did you not see it?
Those looking all serious.
Yeah, and I was dead laughing. Like, you look like a cat. I don't know what the hell happened to your face.
Yeah, I mean, she looks hard. That's the only thing I have to say. And the lines,
like, what was she trying to do? She's trying to, like, I'm a bad bitch. No, you ain't, bitch. You ain't.
Oof. The plastic surgeon wasn't in your favour, babe.
She tried to kiss a girl. And the girl didn't like it.
The girl did not.
She did not like it.
In other news, you know Lamar Odom, who was with...
Oh, Khloe Kardashian's... Oh, yeah, go on. Yeah.
So he recently told TMZ that he's officially done with porn. and has given up the habit for a healthier lifestyle.
But what the fuck? Wait, wait.
Yeah. He's done with it. He said no, 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 no.
What the fuck?
No more Pornhub. No more you porn.
Why is that even a conversation? I don't understand. Why would he even like...
I don't know. But I think everyone. It was known that he had a sex addiction.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
At one point, he even claimed
that he, you know, went out and smashed more than 2,000 women, including strippers, prostitutes.
What the fuck?
He spoke about that. Yeah, he spoke that about in
what,
his
are
book.
You being so fucking serious?
Yeah.
And this nigga don't have a disease? Openly.
Huh?
He don't have a disease?
I don't know.
My gosh, that's disgusting.
I hope he's getting tested. I mean, if you have an addiction and it's, you know, it's coming from a bad place and sex addiction is real. But then obviously that's not good. If you're just like living your best life and like you're all good, you're not addicted, but you just
having fun. Yeah, it's a bit different.
Like enjoy, be protected.
Yes, all the
time. Protect your magic and get tested regularly, guys. Yes. Because we ain't trying to spread no HIV or no AIDA, no Gabriella or
no
Clarissa,
blood cutter.
You know. But yeah, he spoke about that in his book, openly, Darkness to Light. Mm-hmm. And when he was at an airport, I think it was, TMZ approached him and questioned him. And yeah, one of the things that he did say was that he's quitting porn. Okay. That is a hard decision to make. I think it's easier because he's now all booed up, isn't he? With his girlfriend, the famous girl, Sabrina Parr.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. He went on to say to TMZ that his girlfriend, it's Sabrina Parr, is helping him with his diet, change his diet, workouts, and she is also quitting porn as well, and they're doing it together.
But what the fuck? They're both sex addicts. Maybe that's what they're... Okay.
But yeah, well, she's not a sex addict, but she's just saying, like, let's cut out porn together.
Okay.
Like, cute. Like, okay. I think that's cute. I think it's easier to do if you do have a partner because...
Yeah, if you have someone to help you
out. If you've got someone right next to you in bed, why are you going on your MacBook Pro?
Yeah, if they're not giving... It's true. You should...
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true. He should focus on his women. Maybe they can make their own porn together. Oh. What they have to do in it. Some people, what's wrong with that? I'll do it. I'm joking.
But in terms of... I wanted to like quickly touch on that because do you feel like... Not that you're addicted to porn, but do you feel like you... Do you watch porn?
Wait, a little bit. Well, a little.
I do. Nearly every day.
It's like a little bit. I'll say that. Because when I have time. Maybe when I'm out there.
Exactly.
When you're in your bed and you be like, there's nothing else to watch on TV. Have you ever just like lay in bed, like, oh, let me go on my phone. Then you go on Google and you're like, what's going on? Let me tell you about.
Bet me all the time. And I know exactly where I'm going. I know exactly who...
I'm dead.
Yeah. So they kind of did inspire me.
Let me ask you that. What do you like to watch?
Okay, that's not what we're measuring up. This is not Miles' measurement.
I know everyone wants to know. If you guys want to know, make sure you look right into the show and we find out Miles' answer.
You are trash. But I am going to take it on myself to challenge me and you listeners to go porn free for 7 days.
What, do you watch it all the time? Every single day?
I would say majority of the days, yeah. Unless I'm like super duper busy and super duper focused. And this is why I'm deciding to do this. If I'm like really focused and I'm on, you know, my job, my work, my projects, I'm going to the gym, I'm meal prepping. If I'm doing all of that, to be honest, by the time I get into bed, I don't even think about it. Mm-hmm. I've realized when I actually watch porn and get to masturbate in is when I'm idle, bored. And to be honest, not really in a good place and I'm not being productive. If I'm not being productive, I lied. I'm like, let's just bust a nut.
Yeah.
Like, ex-hamster, let's just go to, you know, and get nice things.
Yeah.
So it made me, after reading this little article.
You're going to take a break of it,
where,
so.
Yeah. I think I might, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think I might follow in Omar's footsteps.
How are you going to try it for? You're going to cut it off completely?
Yeah, footsteps. Ooh. And... not watch porn for 7 days. Starting from tomorrow, though.
Why not tonight, Miles?
Because tonight and today I need. And then tomorrow I can. Okay?
We'll see, guys. I'll let you guys know the update.
Wow, okay.
Every day I ask this nigga, what you doing?
I'm trying to think if anything else. No, because I'm saving that for Get the Belt. No, that's really it for me. I'm trying to think of, have I left anything else that happened wild in these streets recently?
I think I mentioned Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion. Yes. Oh, right. So, Hot Girl Summer. Yes. What did you think about it?
I think it's nice. That's all I can say.
I was a bit of a, I was let down a bit. I thought it was gonna
pop off.
Bang. I know. I was ready.
People have to hype it up a lot. I know.
And it's, all it is just a cute bop. Like, it's just a cute pop. Like, if it didn't come out, like, I wouldn't have been, I would have just been annoyed, like, oh, okay, it didn't come out. But, like, having heard it, if, and now I know what it was, if it didn't come out, I wouldn't care.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, it has not changed my life. It's not made my summer.
Yeah.
The summer. It's not the summer song. Nicki's verse on it was cute. Megan is wicked. Like, it's nice things, but it's not, like, major. Yeah.
Do you think they were hyping it up too much?
100%.
Yeah, I think so, too.
100%. But it was a cute song, you know. I've moved my spine to it a few times. I've been down low on the floor a few times and got back up. But, yeah, it's not changed my life at all. What do you think about it?
It's okay. Like, to be, as you said, it's like a little bop. It's more like me moving my, like, my head a little bit, a little jook-jook. But it wasn't, like, that... It wasn't that crazy for me. I felt like it was hyped up too much to the extent where I wasn't really looking forward to it anymore. When it happened, I was like, oh, okay. You know, then I was like, oh, okay. But I wasn't like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I need to do it. Oh my gosh.
Which is, that is what it I did. Thought yeah. it was going to be.
But it was like, oh, was oh, okay. Like,
cute.
That's what it felt to be. But it was okay. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, terrible. It was just more like, oh, okay. You know, like something like that, basic. Actually, that's a bit rude. No, or am I lying? Ooh, who knows?
To be fair, it kind of was.
I wanted it to be hot. I wanted to get excited. I wanted to be like, oh, yes. I need to go out and then do some Hot Girl Summer shit. But I felt like I should just sat home and just like, should just watch Anke Else. Kind of wasting my time, to be honest. I'm really disappointed.
Following on from yesterday's Backchat drama, the man accused of abusing the new cast member, Naomi Melu, is named David Collin, a personal trainer from London. David has been on the TV show Celebs Go Dating. He's dated the sugar babe, what's her name, Mucha Buena. And unfortunately, due to the show's bosses discovering his past, alleged domestic abuse claims towards his child's mother, the personal trainer, David, was instantly removed from the show. Backchat London have also released a statement, which I can read out to you now. So our organization would like to address the criminal damage and alleged assault claims which have surfaced over the weekend. We do not condone any form of physical abuse nor damage to personal property. The person in question are in communication with us and the authorities, and necessary measures are being taken to handle the situation at present with high priority. We would like to reiterate that all images and social media posts have not been authorized by us and are therefore not a part of any campaign or such of related matter. We apologize should any of the images cause discomfort or upset. Esther Falana from Backchat, baby girl, also went on to her Instagram to say, to be very clear, stop attaching the old cast to the recent incidents that took place during filming at Backchat. In the 4 seasons that we have been a part of this journey, none of us have become physically violent with each other. We are smarter than that, with the little peace sign. So yeah, he has been booted off. He's all in the papers. And I think that's good. Like, because you can't keep doing wild things and, you know, and having these opportunities. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not here for always cancelling out people. People do need to learn. But you also, people need to be forgiven, sorry.
Yeah.
You know, Beyonce, everything is love. Like, forgive. Yeah. But when you're in the public eye like that, and there are other people that aren't out here battering their girlfriends and doing things, they deserve a little bit more. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
So, like, well done, Backchat, for doing something smart and getting rid of him. And in quite a gracious way. Like, it could have been messy, but they've handled it really well.
Yeah.
I don't feel, again, like he should be cancelled forever, but this, I think this is great. This is great news, like, to see someone being getting justice. And
yeah,
for one, you should be in prison for if what you did was correct.
Correct. Yeah.
If what you did was domestic if you actually violence. Did yeah, yeah. do that, mm-hmm. but you know, being reprimanded and like having things taken away from you is, I think, is right.
Yeah.
Not everyone is perfect, but you know, that is
consequences has to consequences. Basically. Yeah, of course.
And yeah, so that's it for Miles Measures this week. Let's head over to Yes with Cash.
It's time for.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, we can. My segment today is going to be talking about understanding women.
Okay.
Because I basically had a conversation with a friend of mine, and he said basically he's basically in the dating, he's basically dating the scale, and things she does, he says, is complicated. Rare to say, and I'm thinking that women aren't complicated. I think men makes the situation complicated. So I took it to myself to write down a few things on how to understand women, because he was thinking she was acting a certain way. She said he was acting so going back and forth. So I want this basically for the men out there, or whoever wants to listen, can take this with them if they're in the dating scene, or just get to know someone. Like, it could be your mom, a relative, a sister, friend, anyone, just to get how to understand us, because we're not complicated. We're actually nurturing creatures. Like, we're really emotional. We love caring and love. We love cuddles, kisses, whatever, tear. But I'm just going to name a few things that you need to understand about us.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I wrote it down, guys, so bear with me. So I need to read off my hand. What did I do? Okay. Avoiding making assumptions about us. Because I know I've experienced this where just because anyone, and basically, okay, I'll be honest. Basically, I've experienced where because I'm single now, a man can assume straight away, oh, she's lonely, or she just needs someone to just cater to her, or they assume, oh, maybe she needs a sexual partner or something stupid like that. I remember some guy said it to me. I was like, shut the fuck up. No. And maybe I'm single because it's my choice. You don't always have to be with someone. You don't have to always have to be in a relationship. Maybe I have to enjoy my own company, because people like to assume, oh, she's lonely, she don't need no man, she's angry, she's a bitter woman, that's why she's by herself. No, nigga. Maybe I just don't tolerate your black ass. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. So it's good to just be alone and realize that maybe she's just thinking about herself. She's working on herself, how to better herself and everything like that. Because I'm thinking, why do you have to first assume she's lonely and she needs a guy in her life to make her happy? No, it doesn't work like that. Number two, recognize that she is an individual. Basically, women like us, we're a unique individual, and we basically have experiences and circumstances that has shaped us in who we are today. And of course, we're not strong and muscly like men out there, but we are individual. We have worked our way up.
I know some strong bitches.
Not like that, but not thingies. I mean, like, women, we are independent, of course, and we can do shit by ourselves. We can earn our way. We can achieve what we want. But it'll be nice to realize that, of course, even though have you been on a date? I've been on a date, Miles, where on the first date, I always say to a guy, I don't say it to a guy, but first date, a guy will ask you out. And I believe on the first date, a man should pay in any situation. I can't stop laughing.
My face right now.
I know, stop. Understand, on the first date, a guy will ask you, let's go on a date. I always assume on the first date, a guy pays. Correct me if I'm wrong. Some people might say no.
But what if it's two guys?
Huh? Yeah, it's two guys. It's one of them has to pay. One of...
What if it's two girls, babes?
Someone has
to pay. So we're talking a straight.
Okay, babe. Okay. Straight. No, I'm talking about, okay. And I'm talking about everybody. Male, female, male, male, female, female. Whoever asks someone out is the one to pay. But in a normal,
yeah.
Yeah, in certain situations, that's how it's supposed to be. But let's say in a straight, in straight. I can't do this. Mom, stop looking at me. In a straight concept, I always believe a man pays on the first date. And that's my belief. And people can disagree. So I'm like old fashioned in the traditional sense. I see it that way. Of course, dates after that, we split it or romantic around. Oh, I'll pay next time, baby. You didn't know. But the first day, I will see the man. If you want to disagree, that's your business, because I don't agree with what you have to say, because that's true. Yeah? What do you think, Miles? Do you think men should pay on the first date?
It depends.
What do you mean depends?
It depends. If you ask them out and you are financially cool to be like, yeah, I've got this, why not?
You answer the question.
Even, yeah. But I am also a fan of let's split this.
Wait. All I'm saying,
because I used to be that guy.
I know.
I used to be that guy. Let me pay. Not even just first.
I'm sorry.
Second day.
Let me just say something. Yeah, about what you said was right financially. I think this is gonna sound wicked. People gonna come after me. We have to say it true, because this is what I always see. If you're not financially there, why are I look for man or woman?
Well, this is it.
That's just something when I mean.
This is also a word.
It sounds bad, mine, but made me feel sick.
It's true.
If you don't have money, go look for money.
In it, not for a man or
a woman
or
anything. You should be looking for that. You can't. I'm not saying give them your money. No, I'm basically trying to say if you want,
ask them out on a date, and you know, come back to mine, and I've prepared a home cooked three course meal.
Shut up! On a blood cut first, and no one invite me back to the yard. Maybe like 3 dates after that, you'd be like, "Oh, honey, I can't take you out this time, but I can cook you a meal. That's fine." But on the first date, as soon as someone asks you come around to my yard, they don't want no dinner or talk. They want nookie nookie. Nah, not try it. Yeah, dog. If you don't have money to financial, if you don't have money. I'm sorry, but don't look for a relationship. If you're not financially there, it kind of puts you in an awkward position. I'm not saying there's people that would date someone if they have money or gold is no. It's more like it's kind of like having, basically being stable in a sense where you know what you want and you know what you're going after. Because I'm not really going to go after a man that is jobless. No, I'm not being shallow. I'm just speaking fact, because why would, if I'm working and he ain't working,
what are you bringing to the
table?
That's
what I'm saying, basically. What are you really bringing? So why am I going to lower my standards because you got the, me not. Everybody,
nah,
even though he look good, but not good.
We can do some nice things, but
Mom, shut up.
Sorry.
Get me off track. Okay, yeah. Number three, ask us about our feelings, thoughts, and beliefs. I'm not gonna lie, I really like talking about my feelings in any way. Like, what do you like to do for a living? Or what do you like about this? Or what do you like about that? I think it's nice because girls are really sensitive. We want a man to ask us questions because it's always us asking them the question. I'm not gonna lie, we do talk a lot. It's normal, it's who we are. We wanna know about you, but we also want you to ask about what we like, our beliefs, this, that, that. And it'd be good to get a sense of if you're emotionally stable, because it'll be nice to have a man that can be have emotional stability with you. Like, you can like have a moment where you can be like, oh, look at that baby over there. And then no man's really gonna cry about baby, but at least it shows that he has a heart. It'd be nice with someone who has a soul, who can show their true feelings about a situation and know that when you need a shoulder to cry on, they can hold you, not be like, you know, get off me, man, get off me. No, they can be really connected to you deeply, emotionally, physically, if you need it. I'm just saying, it'll be nice to have that emotional stability, because I'm an emotional person. I love to talk. And if I can't have a person to talk to about situations or problem that I'm dealing with, then who the hell am I going to talk to? Of course, I've got family and friends, but it'll be nice to have a different perspective, you know, with your partner and stuff like that, male, female, whoever it is. It'd be nice to have their comfort, opinion on the situation, and it'd be nice to realize that at least someone's on your side, even if everyone else isn't. At least, even if you're in the wrong, it'll be good to know they're on your side. Secretly thinking, oh yeah, idiot, but me love you, so me on your side. You know what, isn't it,
man? Isn't it, man?
Because I'm saying, it'd be nice to have that, and it's hard to find things like that, especially in our generation, guys. It really is. Okay, number four. This is a really big one.
Come on.
Listen. Open your. When me I talk, you better repeat what me say afterwards, because. No, I hate this. We women want a man that can listen. We want a woman that can. We want someone to listen when we speak. If you don't listen, you're gonna hear us nag you. We're gonna be down your blood cut. It's not because you're we're trying to be on your case. It's that it's because you're not listening. You're not listening. And it'd be nice, even like I'm saying, it's really listen. It's so easy. Just if someone say, "Don't do this," what you say? Me say, "Don't do this," what you is it? No, oh, bum, you're taking the piss. You heard me say don't do it, but you still continue doing it. What really irritates me is when you tell someone something, you don't like it, and then they do it again. Like, it's a consistent thing. And I think people, I don't know, first I'm thinking, okay, maybe they didn't hear the first time, that's cool. But if it's a continuous thing, you can tell, like, it's they're doing it on purpose. And lastly, I'm sorry, I had a long list here, guys. But lastly, I'll say pay attention to her. I'm not gonna lie, we love attention. A male, female, everyone likes attention. Who
everybody
doesn't want that? I'm not gonna lie, I love attention.
Everybody needs attention.
Yeah, we all need attention. I'm not gonna lie, I love attention. If I don't get it, I'm vexed. Like, I'm vexed.
Anyone is.
I'm so, I get vexed. I mean, I like morning messages, text messages, I like random cheeky messaging. Random silly ones. Like, hey, babe, like a cute.
Then 11:15, you up text.
Yeah. Miles, really? I mean, like the cute messages, like random, like have a good day, babe. Have this, that. Like, it's nice to show the person that you're with attention.
That lunchtime text, hey, sexy, you good?
Yeah, and yeah, what are you doing for the break? What are you doing for lunch? Let me come
what
over.
What are you eating for break? I'd be like, unfortunately, not you, man. But
I'm just saying, we women, we're actually not complicated. We actually just want attention, love, care, someone who's emotionally stable.
I feel like everyone wants that.
I know,
me
but
too.
I don't, when he
hashtag
said.
Hashtag me too.
As I'm saying, understand, we're actually really. We're really nice. I have to stop because I'm not gonna lie. Women, I'm not gonna lie. Some of us are bitches. I'll be honest. I have experienced some witches in my life, but we are actually nurturing creatures, and we just want someone to nurture and take care of. I'm not saying we want to change someone. No, we just want someone to actually know that when we want attention, give it to us. If we want you to listen, just listen, because if you don't, we can be a bitch. I'm being honest. We can ruin your life. I'm joking. I'm about to say ruin your life. I'm not joking. I will kill you. But but in general, guys, understanding women is really simple and easy. Just be yourself, listen, communicate, show attention and love. It's for everyone, not just females, male, female. Everyone likes that. But some people don't, I don't know, some people don't want to be, doesn't. I know some people can go days without speaking to their significant other. I can't do that. You have to message me every day. If you don't,
what the fuck's
going I'm like, on? You cheating on me, nigga? You fucking, oh, you're going to die today, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Don't let it come to
I
that.
Can. You're an idiot.
Yeah, guys, understanding women is easy because we are amazing.
Nice things.
Yes. Miles, who are you giving your belt to, Miles?
Oh, is that your segment all rounded
yes.
up? Oh, that was a cute segment. Yeah. And it doesn't just apply to women.
Yes,
women,
for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
If you learned something from that, let us
know.
Oh,
he's playing
for
an orange.
If you didn't
get in there,
agree,
Miles.
Yeah. If you didn't agree with certain things, let us know. If you did,
yes.
Let us know how you, male or female, let us know how you like to be treated in relation to
yes, let us know. And definitely, I want you to tell me who you think should pay on the first day. Of course, in a straight aspect, male, female, of course, male, female, female. Everybody would say, yeah. But in a straight aspect, who you think would pay, male or female? Please let us know on Twitter. Tweet us, guys. Tag us and let me know, because I want to know, because he was on my side. He went on my side. Nigga, I'll change your mind. But in general, let us know, because it'd be good to know.
What is the hashtag?
Hashtag who pays?
Yeah. Hashtag who pays for
let me know, because I want to tweet.
Lesbians.
I want to get everyone. Yes.
Straight, let us know.
And
hashtag who pays.
Yes, and if you're one of those people like this half-half, it not gonna work. Nah. If you try to be do a nice gesture. It'd be nice to just do it because you want to.
Hey, my nice gesture is showing the fuck up.
Shut up. No, if you ask someone out, nigga, you paying. Bitch, you paying. Everybody out there, when you ask me out, me need my meal for Pia. I'm not going to be bad man and spend. No, that's wickedness. But it'll be nice just to be like, oh, you asked me out. Okay, big, I got the bill. I'll be like, yes, you're getting something. Not really, but I'm just saying that, innit? That's make you think you're getting something, but it ain't really going to happen. But let us know, guys, on Twitter and hashtag who pay. Is who paying it?
Who pays?
Yeah.
So it's time for the... Oh shit, this orange. I'm just eating orange.
You nearly choked, guys.
Sorry, gag reflex. So, it's time for the part of the show which you've all been waiting for. It's time to get the belt. Who wants to go first? You got a belt this week?
To be honest, not really. No one's really annoyed me.
Oh, that is nice.
No one's really annoyed me. I think that's what I have to give the belt to, because I want someone to piss me so I can cuss them off. That's what I really want.
That is nice. You don't have a belt.
Yeah, no one's really pissing me off today, to
amen,
be honest.
Sis,
maybe I've just ignored the foolishness, to be honest. Honestly. Yeah, no one's pissed me off. No, someone has to. Oh, that's what I'm mad about.
Right,
myself.
Let me think about it.
What do you mean?
You think about it. I got a belt to give.
Go on, you go on then.
My belt this week goes out to the fucking Home Office.
Oh.
and an advertising agency by the name of All City Media Solutions. So our fucking government thought, you know, we've got all of these problems going on, knife crime. let's try and resolve this.
Yeah.
And they thought it would be fucking wise to put their campaign to stop knife crime across the chicken shops of London.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Your Morley's, your Dallas.
Wow.
There, all the boxes will now have stories on the sides, hashtag saying no knife crime, of and people who have managed to get out of the gang culture or whatever. Mm-hmm. My guy, when I go to my chicken shop and ask for my wings and my good thigh piece, my chips and my burger sauce, I am not thinking about no kind of knife crime.
I'm making sure the chicken's cooked.
I'm not even checking for that. Half the time it's in the bag. Like, it's not, like, that's not it. No one is going to yam up their chicken wings, finish it and go, oh, wow, no longer am I going to be scared of my environment and am I going to have, because, you know, this chicken box changed my life. What the fuck are you mad? This whole situation is so fucking racist. Are you mad? So this is basically insinuating that the people that are the only people that need to be targeted for knife crime are predominantly black people, brown, Asian people. Yeah. Uh-huh. Because that's they went on the All City Media Solutions website. Their maths, they don't even have maths GCSEs. This is fucking wild. Because here's their statistics, which they actually gave no reference to their source, said that 70% of chicken shops customers are quote-unquote BAME, meaning black, Asian, and minority ethnics, which breaks down, and this is what they said, as 45% black, 45% Asian, and 45% Middle Eastern. That is a total of 135%. Bitch, are you okay? Does that even add up to you?
Jada.
So you're wild. It's also fucking loaded as fuck. Why chicken shops? The way they proudly... They so fucking proudly boasted that never before, where is it? They said, never has there been an opportunity to target the ethnics. Proud with their big chest, you know.
Wow, these little shits.
Number one, why do you feel ethnics need to be targeted? The fact that,
you're actually out here telling us
we need to be targeted about knife crime. As if we are the only ones
committing
crime.
We
know about it. And our communities are doing shit about it. The day I find out about this bullshit, I was walking to work and there were a group of young black people that did not work for a government organization on the streets where shit happens, giving out, you know, information about knife crime.
I've seen it too,
And they were not just targeting black and brown people. I saw these motherfuckers talking to everyone. Because everyone is involved.
In it, that's all white blood-clotted people who got knives
Look at America. All the kids.
Who's it from? White people?
White people, babes.
Thank you.
If anything, they need to be, maybe not Whole Foods, because... Maybe you need to be putting stop knife crime in your Whole Foods and your waitress. If you really want to bad it up like that, when I think of the majority of like the hood people I know and the black and brown people I know, half of these niggas are vegan now, bro. So they ain't in no chicken shop. Do you get it? Wow. This school of thought is racist,
it's
dumb,
racist and just
stupid, and so heavy-handed and loaded with racial prejudice.
Yes.
Even their fucking website, they took some dumbass stock image of some brick graffitied wall. What is that conveying? Why? So you want to address the blacks and you want to use graffiti and that?
Yeah.
All it was shouting was a collage of real right-wing paranoias about, you know, ethnic people, violence, Muslims, and it was triggering. It's fucking triggering.
And they're
really using nonsensical, cringe, pretend slang that I don't know, some white person who got a couple black friends might have heard them use certain words and decided to put it up and was like, the vibe is famished.
Wow.
What?
Famished.
The vibe is famished.
What the fuck is that?
Do you know what is famished? Your genitalia. How about that? And your ashy elbows. Instead of going and attacking and making black and brown people feel like we're the problem, which is all this is going to do.
Yeah, it's true.
All it's going to do is trigger them, to be honest.
And it's going to turn... honestly.
If anything, this just makes shit worse.
It's true.
Like, the fuck?
They might start some shit. Watch.
So, yeah, my belt goes out to all the people behind that fucking dumbass campaign, you dumb pricks, and the Home Office for allowing bullshit like this. Like, you could have... You could... Right. This is not a black issue. Let's start there. So this whole let's reach the ethnics. The fuck are you talking about? You need to reach everyone. Everyone. This would have been way better if you collaborated with people like Tesco's.
Yeah.
Everyone goes to Tesco's.
Yes.
Rich people, broke people, and do it on somewhere that can reach everyone.
Yeah.
Are you mad? The fact that you chose to go to two fucking chicken shops, to me, is so racialized. It's unreal.
They're being disrespectful.
It's unreal. It's of course, I've got many white friends who enjoy a good two-piece chicken chips.
Yes.
I do. But I'm sorry. It goes side in side. Yeah. It goes hand in hand with the black stereotype.
Yeah.
And that's why they did it. And they proudly... nonsensically boasted, we are now getting to, you know, reach the ethnic. Suck your mother, man. Are you mad? Are you fucking mad? Do you know how many times I've been to a chicken shop? So many times. Have you ever been to a chicken shop?
Of course. I love my chicken wings.
Have we ever partaken in any kind
knife
of knife crime?
Hell no. And if I wanted to,
but ideally, we are their target audience, huh?
Yeah, I know.
We are.
Too sad.
We fucking are.
That's disrespectful.
Wow.
Honestly.
Wow. Wow. Leave our chicken shops the fuck alone, Becky. Okay? This whole campaign is racist.
And disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
Bad man, no bomb.
Stupid. And just dumb as fuck. Just like all of you behind
it's
it.
It's unnecessary.
So yeah, my belt goes to the Home Office.
Wow.
For their stupidity.
I think I had to join it with you, Miles.
And yeah,
yes.
The fucking dumbass
blood clots
advertising agency behind it, All City Media Solutions.
But what's funny though, these people that have the rest, the mallies and stuff, did they have to accept this first?
Well, they would have, but you
but
know.
But why they're... if they're going along with it too, because they're idiot? Nah, stupid. If someone came to my chicken shop, I would say, go suck your mother.
Right?
No, that's just rude.
About.
I'm the surprise. But I agree with you, Miles. No, them people deserve it. Mm-hmm. But that's bad minds. Wow.
About All City Media Solutions. All City Media cunts.
Pricks.
So we've come to the end of another episode of Get the Belt.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you guys enjoyed.
Yes.
You know. We'd love to actually hear your feedback. So please, after this, you know, our email is on our Instagram.
Yes, it's contact@getthebeltpod.com.
Send us an email if you want to hear us discuss anything. I feel like it's time for a Dutch pot segment real soon.
Yes.
Where we can have a good conversation.
Discussion. We need that.
So we can do that next week. So
yes.
if there's any particular topics you would like us to discuss, let us know. Also, we want to find out who you want to see on our show.
Yes.
And who you want to hear.
Yes.
So reach out to us on our email,
mm-hmm.
on Twitter, and, you know, let us know.
Yes.
Like I said at the beginning, mm-hmm. subscribe,
yes.
rate us on mm-hmm. iTunes,
mm-hmm.
and follow us on our socials,
yes.
which are...
No, wait, follow us on... I'm dead. I was about to say the email. You know what I'm talking about, guys. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all that good stuff. And guys, don't forget to tweet who should pay on the first day, #WhoPays. I want to know everyone's opinion on that, because I know maybe mine won't agree with someone else, or who knows. If you want to fight me, come fight me. I'm joking. But whoever has their own opinion, it'd be good to hear your thoughts on that as well, guys.
100%. Well, we've missed you guys.
Yes.
Is there anything we need to say before we bounce out of this studio?
No, that cash was amazing.
#Cashmere is amazing.
Yes,
babes. Well, thank you guys for listening.
Yes.
Recommend it to a friend. And remember, whenever you are listening to the show, screenshot,
yes.
tag, and post it to the
yes.
socials so we can see who's listening.
Yes,
and
be
we
nice,
can repost.
Yes.
Spread the word. That's it from me this week.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thanks for listening to
Get the Belt.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.